Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on Your Encouraging WPER. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. This week, we're going to be focusing on relationships, all relationships within the family. We're talking this morning with Chris Beach from the Relationship Foundation of Virginia. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So could you tell us a little bit about what the Relationship Foundation of Virginia is and also what your role specifically is with the organization?
Yes, of course. I'm the executive director. And what the Relationship Foundation believes is the fact that if we have stronger families and stronger marriages and stronger youth and active fathers, we're going to have a stronger community. And the way that we do that is we start with the youth and we go into schools and teach them how to be in a healthy relationship. And we're not talking dating relationships. We're talking basic relationship skills like how to talk to somebody, how not to bully, how to use social media effectively and safely, how to take care of each other, how to be a friend, how to respect yourself. So the basic skills that a lot of our children just aren't getting much anymore in the communities that we serve. And secondly, we do date nights for couples, which all of our date nights have a message in them that teaches people how to strengthen their relationship and make their marriage or their relationship even better. And we've really had fun with those since all of the lock-ins and have happened, and we've been doing a lot of virtual date nights, and we've been really having a really good time with those and reaching a lot of people. And lastly, we do a fatherhood because we know that probably the largest epidemic that's facing our community right now is fatherlessness, and we make sure that we reach the dad before the baby's born. We're a boot camp for new dad program that's in all the area hospitals, and we're growing around the state of Virginia, so we're excited about that. And it's the biggest conversation for dads by dads. Nothing clinical about it. It's just dads talking about what you're going to do when you become a dad. And it's a really, really great class. And we've adapted that to actually help foster and adoptive dads as well, called Boot Camp for Adoptive and Foster Dads. And then lastly, we go into the jails and we teach incarcerated fathers in the Inside Out Dad program to help them become better dads inside. So hopefully when they get out, they go right back to their children and become an active part of their life. So that's our main focus, and we have a lot of other events that go along with that, the fatherhood piece, to really help dads. But that, you know, like I said in the beginning, if we can make the family stronger, then we believe we can make a stronger community.
So that's incredible, because I know that I would imagine that when a lot of people hear Relationship Foundation, they probably figure that your focus is primarily marriages, but it sounds like you really are well-rounded. You take a well-rounded view, and you try to touch every aspect of a familial relationship.
Exactly, and When we renamed ourselves 5 years ago, we really wanted to have a name that meant two things. A foundation is a place where you go to learn and you get knowledge, and that's what the Relationship Foundation is. But then we believe that the foundation of a strong community are the relationships. So that, too, is a double meaning in the name, and we want people to be able to come to a place that they feel safe and they can talk to people, and that's what we're here for.
Awesome. How long have you guys been around?
This will be our 23rd year.
Ah, that's awesome. So a little bit longer than WPER. We're 21 this year. So.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah, we've been doing it for a while. We started back in 97, and we started as an organization that was strictly helping marriages get stronger. And then we figured that we could grow our reach and really, you know, really make a difference in the community by helping people and striving their relationships. And that's where we are today.
Beautiful. Where are you based and what areas do you serve?
We are based in Richmond, Virginia, and we serve the greater Richmond community, Hanover, Henrico, Chesterfield, and all the surrounding counties. But we're very, very excited that our Boot Camp for New Dads program is taking us statewide. And we are going to be starting a boot camp for new dads down in Chesapeake, Virginia, as well as Charlottesville, Virginia, within the next year. So we're really growing. We're really excited about reaching more fathers because there's, you know, we took a little poll and we looked around the hospitals, and there's about 22, 23 classes in the hospitals. And of them, they have most of the classes are for couples. They have classes exclusively for mom. They have two classes for grandparents. But we are the only class just for dads. So we want to make sure that dads are in the forefront because data shows that if a father is active in the life of their child, that the outcomes will be so much better than if it was just the mom. Not taking anything away from moms, but having both parents in the relationship definitely helps children.
Awesome. Now, that is not like an event name that you hear like every day, Boot Camp for New Dads. Could you unpack that a little bit? What can people expect to find when they attend that event?
Of course. It's a three-hour class for dads. And like we like to say, it's a Vegas conversation for dads by dads. And we talk about everything about how to help mom during this time period and prepare to do teamwork as a couple to make sure the baby is getting everything they need. And as I said earlier, there's nothing clinical about this. We are not doctors. We're not specialists. We are dads. And we talk from everything like how to change a diaper. We actually have a dad in there that has a baby, and we change a diaper right in front of dads. We talk about car seats. We talk about what to put in your diaper bag what are things that you don't need to buy that are just extra that people buy, and you're like, why did I spend money on this? We talk about different bottles. We talk about formulas. We talk about, you know, what you want to do in your child's life compared to what your dad did in your life. Did you have a dad in your life? And the great thing is you see a lot of connections made in that class on a weekly basis when we have the classes, and these dads just realize by the end of it that I can do this. You know, we like to say that, you know, you're going to make mistakes. It's just we want to limit those mistakes so you can be the best you can for your child.
So there's a couple things then in that I really want to kind of dive in a little bit further on. So I'll start with this one. You mentioned that the question asked, you know, what are some ways that you want to be different than how your dad was with you? I would imagine that for a lot of new dads who did not have a strong relationship with their father, there's a lot of fear in that situation. How do you guys work through that? How do you help them understand that they are not necessarily a product from where they come from, and that they can get past that, that they can be better than what they received?
You know, that's a great question. And my answer would be, we don't get a lot of fear. We get a lot of, I want to be better than my dad was. I want to be there for my child. I don't want to be the dad that's absent. And you see a lot of hope and a lot of wanting to be better. And that's encouraging for us. And it keeps us thriving. Because we, absolutely love helping the dads. But many of the dads that come from those situations will say, you know, my dad was not present, and I want to be present for my child. And I want to do everything I can to better myself so I can make sure that I'm there for my child when they're needed, because my dad was not there for me. So, they kind of get through it themselves, and they want to be a part of their child's life. And the great thing about this class is the fact that, you know, nobody makes them be there. So the dads that are there want to be a better part of their child's life, and they want to be a big part of it and help mom and do whatever they can, regardless of what situation they're in. They want to make sure that they are taking an active role in the life of their child.
Beautiful. I love that. Now, the other thing that I wanted to check on, because I know earlier you said that because of COVID now with marriages, you're doing a lot of virtual date nights. So Boot Camp for Dad being a three-hour event, how are you making accommodations for that?
It has actually worked really, really well for us. We've done it virtually. And we actually have a dad that still has the baby, but they're sitting in the nursery when they do it. And we over this time period, in the past 2 or 3 months, we've seen over 150 dads through the program. And it's worked out really, really well, sometimes even better, because when dads have questions, they can literally, they're sitting in the nursery, and they can go get things and say, here, this is what we bought. Here's what the monitor looks like. This is the brand that we use. And when you're in a room with a bunch of people at a hospital, you can't do that. We've had dads pick up their babies, take them into the other room, and say, here's our bottle cleaner. Here's what we use for bottles. This is how we sanitize them. And they're giving us hands-on experience from their house. And it's awesome. And then when it's time to change the baby, they just set the computer/phone up to where you can see them, changing the baby, and it gives them the full experience of what it's like being at home. And even better, when a baby's at home, they're more squirmy and they're more likely to want to do everything else. And that just shows other dads that, hey, when they're in their own environment, this is how you can handle them. This is how you can, hold them. This is what you can do to calm them down, to put them to sleep. We've had babies fall asleep on dad's shoulders because they're comfortable, and then when it's time to change, they start crying. So it has really been awesome. It's been a great opportunity for us. And we've even had people from out of state come in and take our boot camp classes, which has been really cool.
All right. I do want to move on from the dads, just because I know that there's so much that you guys do. So you did talk about date nights that you do before COVID, but now you're doing virtual date nights. So just a couple questions there. What do those look like? What do you guys do? And how do people get involved?
Yeah, excellent. Great question. Thank you. Well, we've adapted some of our date nights to go virtual. For instance, we have this one date night that we've done in the shooting range before called Shot Through the Heart, Relationship Triggers. And it's what puts your partner in a mood as well as what triggers put your partner in the mood. So it's a great conversation for people to talk about what they're doing in their relationships that they didn't know. For instance, at one of our date nights, the one couple uncovered, and they've been married for 14 years, they uncovered that, you know, the husband was leaving the pots and pans in the sink for the wife because she said she liked all the crustiness on the side of the pan. She loved when they fell off the pans. So he would always leave the pans in her there for her to clean. And she's talked about that. She's like, why do you leave the pans for me to clean? He said, well, you like the crustiness. And, she's like, but I like to clean the pans. So that came out of that, just having those conversation starters that couples don't really sit down and have the time to do. We like to say it's courting from the couch because they actually, you know, you're not doing anything else. You're not going anywhere. And we're able to really talk to people. And then the ones that I'm really, really, we've had fun with is the couples game night where we do the not so newlywed game. We do win, lose, or draw. We do family feud. And a bunch of couples get together and they have a virtual date night in their, you know, a bunch of friends. And they have a virtual date night from their couches in their homes, but they're still together and building that strong community. And we have laughed so hard at some of the answers to these questions. And in that's our newlywed game, some of the people are like, that's not what we did. It's just like the newlywed game. So that's phenomenal. And, you know, that's something that's easy where you get in touch with us and say, I have a group of five couples that want to do a virtual date night with you. And we're more than happy to do that. We're offering those at no cost right now. And then lastly, we do the five love languages, which is by Dr. Gary Chapman. And as people get off the call, they will learn their love language after the date night and then be able to take that and put that straight into their relationship. And that's really strengthens them. So we've using that curriculum, as we know, is one of the best curriculums out there. We're able to help people while they're there together. And as we're seeing couples having struggles during this time, this just gives them something that they can hold on to and really put into use.
During this time, we have heard like myriad of different responses in how couples have either grown closer together or had more struggles because of the coronavirus situation, being at home more often, especially if both partners are working from home, there's extra stresses on navigating that new normal. So have you found your interaction with couples or the questions that they're asking, the situations that they're dealing with, have you found that that has changed over the last 4 or 5 months?
I've seen both ways. I've definitely seen both ways. And speaking with a lot of the people that we work with who are working with marriages and couples counseling, they have seen a definite spike in troubles during this time period because some couples just weren't used to being with each other for so long. Mm-hmm. However, on the flip side, which is the positive side for me, we've seen a lot of couples that want to do stuff together. And I absolutely love it when a couple said, this is the longest we've spent together during this COVID on the couch, just hanging out. And for us, that just makes us happy because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to strengthen that relationship and have fun with each other. And when we have people come back and do different date nights and do other date nights with us, that just shows that what we're doing is working. I especially love it when our game night, one of the couples at our game night said, we love this so much. We want to do another game night for couples. Is there any way that you do have any other game nights? So we were able to create more game nights for them. So we have a millennials edition, a boomers edition, a family edition, and just our original game night. So it's been awesome. But to answer that question, we've seen both. We definitely have.
So going back then to the kids. So we've talked about what you do for dads. We've talked about what you do for couples. You did talk about basic skills for kids, and you mentioned specifically things like social media. So how are you working with the youth within your organization, and what are some of the specific things that you're working with them on in things like social media?
Right. Well, one of the greatest things that we do right now during this COVID break was, you know, first of all, the challenge was reaching those children. How do we get those children that we usually did reach? And that's the toughest thing. So we haven't been able to reach as many children as we wanted to. However, we did offer, going back to the five love languages class, we've offered the five love languages for children. And that's a class that parents take with children, with your child, to see what fills up their love tank and what's really getting them excited. And, you know, definitely during this time, children need to be loved. And if you're doing it improperly, then the children are not getting the love that they need and the encouragement that they need. And after that class, it's so great because the parents are like, I did not know that was her love language. So now the parents are able to speak her love language even more and make her or him, happier at home during this time when it's very tough for them. And the big response that I've seen is one of the parents who took the class was so thankful because he was the only child. And she's like, you know, I just didn't know that. And now that we know this, we're able to speak his language and really, really give him what he needs. And the great thing about that was both mom and dad were in on that class. And it allowed them to love on their child even more. So as his times present challenges, it also opened up opportunities for us.
That is really, really cool. I love that the parents can actually participate in it with their kids, because then I think you're right. It just opens up those lines of communications. The parents learn more. It's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the event that you have coming up July 20th, which is the Five Languages of Apology. So that's with Dr. Gary Chapman. So can you talk to me a little bit about what that show, what that event is, what people can expect, and how is it happening with COVID?
Yes, of course. Well, we're very excited to have Dr. Gary Chapman back. He's the author of The Five Love Languages, and he actually came to Richmond 2 years ago and played a sold-out show at the Bird Theater. But this year, of course, we were supposed to have him back in April, and due to COVID, we were unable to have him come. So he said, well, can we do something in the summertime? And I said, I'd love to do something in the summertime. And from that, what he did, he said, well, I will come in July. Let's figure out how we can reach some people. So, of course, the first thing for us was to let's go virtual. Let's go all virtual and go live stream. But we wanted to take it a step further. We wanted to make sure we give people who see him the full experience. So we're offering three different ways to see the show. And the way we see the show is, number one, we see the show in person. And we only have 20 spots left for that as of right now. We'll probably have less by time you hear me. but what this is, it's a live show for couples to come in and they get to meet Gary, they get to do a meet and greet with him, get a personalized signed book, and then it's only for 25 total couples, we only have 20 left. Secondly, we're doing a drive-in theater out in the parking lot where he's speaking, and we're putting him up on the side of the wall. And as we put him up on the side of the wall, people are able to listen to him on their radios inside of their car. So we have 100 spots for that open. And then lastly, we have it via live stream. So we have a lot of groups in the community that are actually coming together as civic groups, churches, and they have purchased 500 email addresses that they can send the live stream out to their entire congregation. So we are offering three different ways to watch this at whatever comfort level you are on, because we can reach anybody anywhere throughout the Commonwealth, throughout the United States. So anybody who wants to see Dr. Chapman and really just hear his message of hope, and especially at this time, apology is needed more than ever for things that are going on today, society, being in the house with somebody way too long and getting arguments. You know, how are you effectively apologizing? Because like the love languages, we all speak a different language of apology, and we all accept apology differently. So I'm very, very excited to hear what he has to say. After reading the book, I just know that there's so much more to learn, and there's just easy ways to put that into play.
So I love that you're making it accessible really to anybody at their comfort level. Where are you comfortable taking in this information? Again, limited in person, if you're comfortable with that, very limited. So act sooner as opposed to later on that aspect. But I did want to actually dive into the apology part of it a little bit without taking away from what he's going to be presenting. But you mentioned that it's so important right now in this time. Why? Why is this something that couples should be so aware of in their relationships? Why does this matter?
Well, because when you're with somebody all the time, you're going to get into arguments. And as Dr. Chapman says, arguments are healthy. You know, if you go through your entire life without an argument, then there's something that you're missing. You're not open and having effective lines of communication. That's what makes Dr. Chapman so awesome. When we got to sit down with him, in his home office. We got to talk to him, and he said, listen, the reason that our books have been so successful, and when he says our books, he talks about his books as well as his wife, because his wife is as much a part of his books as anything else. He said, the reason that we are so successful is because we are wide open, and we are willing to have those tough conversations and be completely transparent. Because you know what? My wife and I have arguments. But the great thing about having arguments is you have the opportunity to grow from these arguments. And that's why apology is so important right now, because if you are having arguments at home and you do not know how to effectively apologize, or you're just apologizing in a way where it suits you, I mean, there's a lot of us who have said, you know, I said I was sorry. Like, yeah, but you didn't mean it. Well, the reason your spouse is saying that you didn't mean it, they're saying it because they didn't get apologized to in the language that they understand, that they really accept. Mm. So if we are more accepting and we know how our significant other takes an apology, we are able to give them more sincere apologies, which can lead to healing, which can lead to a stronger relationship.
Beautiful. And then more information on that can be learned at the July 20th event. So we're not going to take any more away from that, because we want to make sure that that information is absolutely received from Dr. Gary Chapman. So, Chris, if you could just tell us again, how can people get connected with Relationship Foundation of Virginia? And for this event, if they want to attend this event in whatever one of those ways that works best for them, how can they do that?
Of course. Well, of course, you go to our website at rfva.org, where find us on Facebook at Get Relational, and you can find more information there. But if you're interested in Gary's show, it's apologyva.org. That's apologyva, as in Virginia, .org. And then also we're excited to say that he's staying the next day and doing a show in the morning called Growing Up Social, Raising Relational Kids in a Screen-Driven World. Mm. And that talks about how to use social media and the screen effectively while making sure that you're still teaching your children how to be in a relationship and how to properly act when they're around other people. So Gary is just going to be giving us a whole lot of knowledge, and we're doing the same kind of formats for them via live stream or in person. And we're just excited about that show as well. And that's socialva.org. So the apology show on July 20th is apologyva.org. And then the social Growing Up Social show is socialva.org, and that's the next Tuesday at 9:30 a.m.
Beautiful. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I know that this is going to be valuable information for so many. We're thrilled to be a partner with you guys. We love being a part of anything that you guys do. I think it's hugely valuable to all of our listeners. So just thank you for everything that you and the Relationship Foundation of Virginia do.
It's not what we do. It's what we do as a community, and that's what makes us stronger.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. We hope that you join us again next week right here for another edition of Community Matters. As always, you can find the recordings of these right on our website, WPER.org.